Well, me and Chris have locked ourselves in his office because the hustle and the bustle outside of business in action is just doing my head in. I'm not used to this busyness. I guess it's because he's travelling down new and exciting routes. How you doing, Chris?
I thought I'd better say hello whilst
I'm here talking about you. Interestingly, you've had quite an exciting, I'm going to say this, not him, David and Goliath battle recently, which has been really stressful, really interesting, and really educational. I've learned a lot from these last couple of minutes talking to you, but I wanted to do a very quick boo about the Association of Independent Espresso Engineers, which is a first in the coffee industry, is it not?
Seems to be, yeah. I think it's been talked about for a long time, but never actually been done.
So what's the big deal? There's loads and loads and loads of machines around the country, and they get used a lot, and they need servicing as much as they need repairing, yeah?
Yeah, very much so. A lot of independent engineers out there, very good ones. Can be very hard to find across the entire country. As a group, it's easier to advertise, it's easier to share knowledge, share parts. It just made sense. It's something we've discussed with different engineers since our own engineer had a heart attack and we were sort of left stranded. And it made us realise that a lot of these guys got the same problems. It could finish them if they got left stranded, go away on holiday for a week. You know, what do? They just come back to an extra week's work. They want people to help cover, and it's as a group. A bit more of a synergy, really.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And interesting to me because, I don't know, some people just want to grab all this business for themselves. Yet you're saying, let's share the love and work together. You're almost leaking your social media practices into the old school workplace. But then this, I guess, the idea of a union of people isn't anything new to a certain extent. Would you call it a union?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, we're not trying to take over the world or anything like that. And we're very much there more to back up manufacturers and some of the big corporate servicing companies that are already out there. It's not trying to act in competition. It's just really trying to make our own practices that you've got some independent engineers that are driving it over to another area where there's actually another engineer that once they've then met and built a rapport with, it makes no sense to keep crossing over. So if they know the engineer, got faith in them, because it's their name then on the line, is that they can just pass the work over either way.
So why is this kind of collection, this association of espresso engineers, going to help and change existing users of coffee machines? I'm picturing an office somewhere in a big block who use their coffee machine a lot because their workers need fresh, decent, good coffee. Something happens, a blockage or a pipe drops off inside, something simple. What do? Do they have to send that back to the manufacturer normally?
No, sometimes, I mean, they'll call out whichever company it is and they'll book it in to come out. But one thing that we experience, two brands that we do a lot of is in the Bean to Cup and the Dura and the Frankie machines that we back up. Our own engineer, sometimes that's the drive, you know, ridiculous distances, and it might be just to open the machine up and put back on a steam pipe. Mm. Now, a lot of engineers out there won't touch that particular brand because they're involved in other brands. Everyone's got their specialities. But as a group, we're starting, we've got our first Dura training of training a lot of these engineers on basic faults, that if we've got an engineer 5 minutes away, it saves us driving all that way. The end user is over the moon that you've got someone like with a Batman response who's turned up, and it's just more effective. But so as a group, we're trying to share the knowledge, as I said, train each other on different machines and different brands, so you can find someone local to say, look, could you pop out? It's not to necessarily compete against each other for the major work. We don't want to all carry extra spares, but if there are basic faults that the engineers can do, it's going to just be so much easier.
That's nice. And very interesting how you haven't at all plugged the eco angle that's quite obviously here, because you're massively reducing the carbon footprint in the amount of miles that an engineer would have to drive because you have these you know, trusted people in certain areas around the country. Maybe you should think about that for your next press release.
I should do, really, saying that we're saving the planet, but I think
just one coffee machine at a time.
Yeah, I think it's just being realistic and showing that you know, it's just practical and common sense and logical what we're trying to do. I mean, in a perfect way, every engineer really just wants to drive out of his unit.
Yeah.
within, you know, as close a distance as possible and fix those machines. It just makes perfect sense.
Nice.
But again, you've got to try and entice that within the group.
Nice, swift, fast, efficient service to stop people's, and I'm going to do the pun, machines grinding to a halt. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Yeah, cool. Thanks a lot for that, Chris. And if you are an engineer out there who's sick and tired of driving across the country and wants to work and get maybe more local jobs as well, check out and Google Association of Independent Espresso Engineers. What's the name of the website?
www.aiee.org.uk.
Nice one, Chris. Thanks a lot.